Sylvia Hartley again with another monologue. This one is called Trust. I've had a bit of a shock this morning. Whirling off near a commotion in graveyard. I was just walking past church gate when I heard this shouting. When I looked in, I saw Mrs. Butterfield. Clara played hockey for the school team, you know, Langley Road Secondary. I think she were a Morton before she got married. Yes, she married to Dougie Butterfield, who went to church and ring choir. He were a bit pompous, a bit high church for me, but did a lot of work for the food bank and collecting stuff, and he organised fundraising events for hospice. She were carrying on something shocking, swearing and calling him all sorts of names. It were a right bee, according to her, and other stuff as well. I didn't quite know what to do. I couldn't just leave her. She was sobbing and banging her handbag on his stone. So I went in and coughed and tapped her on the shoulder and asked if she were all right. No, she said, and then she burst into tears again. Look at this stuff I've found. And she shoved loads of bits of paper into my hand. They looked like receipts and letters. Well, what's all this then? Read it, look at it, and tell me what you think. There were bills for hotel reservations, flowers, a little jotter pad, which she snatched from me and started reading out. Gwenda, Norma, you tell me who these women are, eh, and what's he doing in his pocket? I was a bit puzzled. She told me she'd been sorting stuff for a charity shop and were going through his pockets, as you do, and found them in an envelope. I hadn't done any clearing in my back wardrobe since he passed on, so yesterday I thought I'd make a start. 4 years, time to get rid of stuff. I stared at her, and she told me all these bits of paper were nothing to do with her. Then she showed me a letter. In his briefcase, all those times he were away working. Well, I know it is as well, sending letters. That woman who works at fish shop. Another of his bits of stuff. Planning to leave me, weren't I? No wonder he had a heart attack, sorting them all out. Oh, surely not, I muttered. I mean, he were on a Zimmer last couple of years before he died. He couldn't have got up too much. You can never tell with men. What about your Norman? I left her still shouting and got on the bus. What did I do when I went home? I went upstairs and I found my Norman's old gardening jacket and I went through his pockets. Did I find out? Aye, crafty old bugger. I found a packet of cigarettes and some airy extra strong peppermints. Must have been having a fag behind shed. Told me he'd stopped smoking years ago. No wonder he were always down at bottom of garden, checking out his brassicas. Mind you, as long as that's all he were checking out.